Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get into the top trending stories here in the country, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel as always, and hit that notification bell so that YouTube will let you know when the next podcast, show, or whatnot is updated onto the website. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, and you can hit on that. It'll take you to a website where there's a vast array of podcast players. If you also like listening to a short form version of this, you can check us out on TikTok, and there's also a link down below in the description. Now, if you want to support the show, you can do so by buying us a coffee, link down below in the description as well. And you can also become a channel member, and all the information is also down in the description because that's where everything is kept. But now we're done and dusted with all that. Let's jump into those top stories today. Prime Minister Sarettha Thavasin could be suspended from duty if the Constitutional Court accepts a petition from a group of senators accusing him of violating a code of ethics in the appointment of a PM's office minister. The court is expected to decide on Thursday whether to accept the petition. Last Friday, 40 senators submitted a petition via the House Speaker questioning the status of Mr. Sarettha and PM Office Minister Pichet Chunban following a recent cabinet reshuffle. The petition asked the court if both should be removed under Section 174 and 175 of the Charter, which addresses the ethics of cabinet members. A court source indicated that due to the public holiday, the usual Wednesday meeting will be held on Thursday. If the court accepts the petition, it may suspend the Prime Minister and the PM Office Minister pending a ruling giving them 15 days to submit their defences. The minister's appointment raises eligibility concerns because he previously served time in jail for contempt of court over an attempted bribery case in 2008 when he represented ex-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. He and two colleagues were sentenced to 6 months in prison for trying to bribe Supreme Court officials with 2 million baht. During his trip to Italy on Saturday, Mr. Sarettha stated he had sought legal advice from the Council of State before submitting the new cabinet lineup for royal endorsement. A cabinet source noted that the minister's imprisonment did not make him ineligible for a ministerial role, as the required 10-year period had passed since his conviction. However, questions about whether he meets the moral and ethical standards required by the Charter remain. In a shocking murder case, police in Panyab province arrested 33-year-old Mr. Yasir and his 38-year-old Thai wife on May 18th. They are accused of murdering Mr. Pulos, an Indian national who was shot in the back of the head on May 15th. The arrest followed an intense investigation involving the Crime Suppression Division, Provincial Police Region 8, and the Tourist Police. Evidence collected from the suspect's residence included a CZ handgun, ammunition, a white Toyota Vios sedan, and related items. CCTV footage showed the suspects travelling with Mr. Pulos to Panyab province on May 14th. Police speculate that an argument over financial deceit led Mr. Yasir to instruct his wife to drive to the crime scene where he allegedly shot Mr. Pulos. The couple then fled to a house in Kukloy sub-district to clean the car and hide the firearm. The suspects, who deny the charges, were found with the victim's belongings stored at their condominium. Despite their denials, police remain confident in the evidence and have handed over them to the Kukloy police station for further legal proceedings. A fight erupted between a foreigner and a group of Thai teenagers on Soi Bangla Street, a popular entertainment area in Patong, Phuket. During the altercation, a British man named Charlie Faulkner, who attempted to intervene, was stabbed in the left rib. The incident occurred near a convenience store where Mr. Charlie ran to seek help. Good Samaritans and another foreigner provided initial first aid before officials transported him to Patong Hospital. CCTV footage reviewed by police Lieutenant Colonel Chanan Mek Chai showed a foreigner and his Thai girlfriend fighting with a group of Thais, which escalated and moved into a small alley known as Soi Lao before spilling back onto the street. Mr. Charlie, wearing a black t-shirt and shorts, tried to stop the fight but was stabbed. He collapsed in a convenience store, bleeding and unable to speak. A store employee reported that he had a puncture wound on his left rib and appeared to have been hit with a glass bottle. Police Colonel Charm Chai stated that the identities of the Thai perpetrators are known and the investigative team is actively pursuing them for questioning. Ah, the delightful night on the town, followed by the inevitable chaos that ensues when alcohol and a touch of madness meet. Let's set the scene for you. The early hours of May 19th, in the otherwise serene environment of a hotel on Saturn South Road, here we find Mr. Wang, a 30-year-old Chinese national, turning his hotel room into an impromptu battlefield. Our story begins in the wee hours of May 18th, where Mr. Wang engaged in a marathon drinking session from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. After his liquid courage was sufficiently fortified, he turned his attention to the room's marble chair. Not content with just sitting on it, he decided it would be far more entertaining to use it as a battering ram against the glass wall. The result? A symphony of shattering glass and a room in disarray. TV smashed, bedside lamps obliterated, marble table cracked, and bedding set thoroughly ruined. The grand total for this impromptu redecorating spree? A cool 150,000 baht. But our intrepid reveller wasn't finished. No, he fancied a bit of fire setting, using a lighter to torch the front of the room door and the plastic button set meant for ringing the doorbell. Because why not add a bit of arson to the mix? Entered the officers from the Tung Maha Mek police station, who promptly arrested Mr. Wang. His charges, arson, causing damage to property, and the charmingly specific offence of consuming alcohol until behaving disruptively or being unable to control oneself in a public place. According to the letter of Thai law, specifically section 217 regarding offences that pose a public danger, setting fire to someone else's property can land you in prison for 6 months to 7 years or fine between 1,000 and 14,000 baht. On top of that, Mr. Wang will need to dig deep into his pockets to compensate the hotel for the damages. So there you have it, a cautionary tale of excess, destruction, and the inevitable consequences. One can only hope Mr. Wang's next stay at a hotel will involve a bit more restraint and a lot less chaos. In an effort to boost the endangered sea turtle population, scientists in Thailand have released 11 baby leatherback sea turtles into the Indian Ocean from Phuket. These one-year-old turtles are expected to grow stronger in the wild and return to reproduce in about 20 years. This release is part of a broader conservation effort aimed at improving survival rates for those sea creatures. In 2018, leatherback sea turtles were found laying eggs in southern Thailand for the first time in years. While some hatchlings successfully reached the ocean, many did not survive. In response, a program was created to nurture weaker baby leatherbacks, explained Pinsak Sirsawadi, Director General of Thailand's Department of Marine and Coastal Resources. Thailand is one of 5 countries, alongside Sri Lanka and Canada, that have managed to keep leatherback turtles healthy through their first year. Leatherbacks typically begin laying eggs after 20 to 25 years. The recent released turtles are equipped with satellite devices to track their movements. This initiative is part of the international effort by the non-profit conservation organization Upwell Turtles. Pinsak told Reuters that tracking the turtles' travel path is crucial for understanding their behavior and implementing effective protective measures. Leatherback sea turtles have been around for over 150 million years, but are now critically endangered in the Pacific. The World Wildlife Fund estimates fewer than 2,300 adult females remain in the Pacific. These turtles face numerous threats, including fishing equipment, plastic waste, and toxic substances. Hairun Kanke of Thailand's Phuket Marine Biological Center expressed hope that their conservation efforts will prove successful. If they survive, it answers everything about the conservation and population restoration of leatherback sea turtles in the best way possible, he said. So as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share your thoughts in the comments below. The show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspective matter to me. So keep the dialogue alive, like this video, subscribe to our channel and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kira Mack. You've been tuning into the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.